The Atlantic City Council yesterday passed a couple of interesting resolutions. The first one was to sell some land to the CRDA. Might have been the Ginsburg Bakery land. I'm not sure. CRDA stands for can't really do anything. They passed that to sell them some land, which makes me wonder, why put more land to the CRDA so you take less ratables off the taxes? Now, here's the second one. The second thing they voted, it was an 8-1 vote, to make it easier for ex-convicts to come to live in Atlantic City. Only Jesse Kurtz had the sanity
to vote against it. Yep.
Now, let me say how this works for everybody who doesn't know. There's about 55 rooming houses in Atlantic City. They each hold about 18 people. These ex-convicts get $800 subsidy a month from the state to live there. That means the owners of these rooming houses, for every ex-convict they put in there, get $800. Now, here comes the problem. I understand that these rooming houses wouldn't be able to exist without this $800 and without these people there, because who else would go and live there? And that would be a shame for these people who own the properties. But are you really helping Atlantic City by encouraging ex-convicts to come and live in your community? And wouldn't it even be better if many of these rooming houses were just flat out closed and let these people go elsewhere so you can get some sanity in what is your base in Atlantic City? My God. And here's another question. Why would city council pass this? You can't tell me that these rooming houses are not giving back something to city council somehow. Because, my God, without the $800 a month for every ex-convict that lives there, they would have to go close their buildings down and sell them. So you tell me, what's going on in Atlantic City, Don?
Well, how about is more Section 8 coming in as well? What do you think?
Well, why not? What are they trying to do? And Stockton's coming in. All these young college kids.
Yeah.
What sort of a mix
it's a tragedy
in the city? And another thing I got to say, anybody who's in the city, Atlantic City, you got to light up your streets. Atlantic Avenue up by Caesars at night is so dark that it's unbelievable. I'd be scared to walk there.
Well, there's areas on Pacific Avenue and probably Atlantic there, and people have been complaining for years. Even Bob McDevitt had a letter into the editor or what have you, and they would testify that and nothing's getting done. And what's the state? And don't look for the state to give any relief now with a bunch of liberals controlling the state house now. You'll just see more of this coming in.
I said we were going to experience varsity corruption, whereas we'd experienced only JV corruption. And we're experiencing that.
That's a pretty good line, pal. You sound like you're fired up. You ought to run for office. Sound like you'd make a pretty good talk show host. That's true. They used to say that about City Hall. They're soda cracker hoods. Not the salt teen variety. But they did, and they rounded them up now and then. But I don't look for any relief from Trenton any longer. You don't have a tough law and order man up there. The new governor, the incoming, this guy is a flaming liberal, and the Democrats control both houses.